It's a fun time for the disabled.
Thank you very much. And with that open, Ham continues to live on, even as he fights in his iron lung. Well, I got a couple of things here that we can talk about during Fun Time for the Disabled, and they're pretty much all invasion related, as this can be a bit of a Thursday invasion follow-up. To follow up with something I was telling Travis while you walked out of the room, I was intimidated after I saw you eat your... like kale granola bar or whatever. my bag of Little Bite mini muffins. Because I was like, oh man, I'm pretty sure that one of these muffins has more calories than his entire lunch.
What flavor are you working with in there?
Another chocolate chip.
Those are all so right? good. They're so good.
And then if that wasn't childish enough, I finally worked up the courage to open the bag and eat them in front of McLaren. And I can't open the bag.
Oh, no.
I can't muster up the strength to even... I sat there...
Isn't there like a little tear thing on the side?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like a tear here thing?
Perforated
you know
thing.
About?
Yeah. I haven't been to the gym in a while.
Lando, can you help him
but
out?
But we were sitting in
muffins?
Here going over Sean Salisbury's mock draft, and I'm trying to open my little mini muffins, and I couldn't even
I'm
do
sorry,
it.
Man.
So
man, I feel bad.
Things are not coming up Monto here. But so some follow-up... I have a Am I the Jerk edition that we didn't have time for at 9:50. I'll do that in a second. But one, there was an e-break. Was this last week? I think it was last week where y'all were doing a story and the word pierogi came up.
Yes. Yes, that's right. I remember this.
And y'all stopped down because one of y'all was making a Peyronie's disease joke.
Yeah, Donnie did. Yeah.
And I was wondering... How does the entire show know what that is? Because I went and I looked it up, and if you don't know what it is, it's basically like a curvature of the penis.
Right.
You have a banana D.
Right.
And I thought, did I miss like a symposium we did at the Ticket where they went over this?
You didn't get this training?
No.
There's like a commercial that runs during games for a pill that corrects it or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's from a buildup of, you get plaque buildup, so the two tubes that fill with blood that give you ready to go, you can get a plaque buildup in there. It can be caused from injury, it can be caused from other things, and if that happens, then it can be either painful or it cannot work correctly or it can cause it to curve like that.
So it doesn't come from the plaque that comes from like the mouth. It's a totally different
right.
type
no.
of
yeah.
plaque.
Or what you get like if you finished first in your bowling league.
Right.
Right.
Well, I did not know that. I didn't realize that they made de-straightening pills either. But I was wondering, like, how in the world do they all know that? So I was watching DTF St. Louis.
Okay.
And the main, or I guess one of the main characters, Floyd Smirnich, David Harbour's character, has Peyronie's disease. And are you watching that show?
No.
Okay.
I think Donnie is, though.
Donnie is?
Yeah.
So is that where Donovan knows it from?
Maybe that's why it was top of mind.
Because when y'all all stopped down on that, I could not figure out why y'all all knew what that was. And then I watched the first episode of DTF St. Louis, and he talks about having it. So I thought, oh, they must be watching the show. But now I'm even more shocked because that's not where you all know it from.
I'm just doing a lot of D research, okay?
It's the main thing that causes it is in the act of enjoying a partner.
Oh, that's why mine is straight as an arrow.
You can miss, so to speak, and if you catch it wrong, it can pop it. And there's no bone in it, obviously. And so this can happen, and it can damage it, and that can cause, like, micro tears and stuff like that where the plaque comes from.
Yeah, I feel like I only know it from, like, comedians' jokes. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Because then, yeah, I was like, am I the only guy with a straight penis at the Ticket?
We're all just struggling in here.
Yeah, why is everyone having to...
Getting hooked on corners.
Hook up at a 90-degree angle.
No, it's basically what caused it. That's like the I'm sure you can get it in other ways. Like you could damage it some other way, like by yourself, but that would be the main cause of it. And it can cause it. So what happens is those little tears when you pop it like that, the plaque buildup is like from scar tissue, and then it fills, and eventually it'll fade away and go away, but it can last for a while.
It's like wrestler's ear, but for...
Yeah, in a sense, yeah.
Down there.
In a sense, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get it in a solo effort if you start flicking your wrist like you're throwing a 12-6 curveball?
It might be more of a callus than
you can damage it.
Peyronie's, but...
Or if you were curious and you're like, where might this go? And
right. Maybe you want to do like the wanted bullet. You're trying to...
Right.
Trying to aim. All right. Well, fair enough. I didn't know.
Man.
Now I do.
A reference, what was that movie, 04?
08, I believe.
08, you're right. Yeah, it was. It was 08.
I don't need that knowledge, but I have it.
I've seen that in the theater.
So,
good one.
From Am I the Jerk, we didn't have time for this one because we wanted to talk about what P1's had. So I have this one. This one's a couple years old, and I need a ruling on whether or not I'm a, quote, jerk slash disabled jerk, because I went to a buddy's apartment. I went to his apartment complex, and I was going over there, and the parking in front of his unit was abysmal. There was nowhere to park. The only spot that was open was a handicap spot that was right in front of his place. And so I said, well, thank God I can park here, because if I had to park in a normal parking spot, I would have to park like 300-400 yards away. It would have been forever. And right when I pulled in and I'm starting to get out, and this car pulls up behind me, and it's a woman that's probably in her 50s, and her passenger is a woman that's probably in her 80s. And she goes, hey, we need that spot. And I said, what do you mean? And she was like, well, my mother here is handicapped, and she needs to go in there. She needs this parking spot.
Uh-oh.
And I said, oh, like, do you live here? Because if they lived there, I was probably going to go, you know what? This is their spot. I'll move.
Okay.
And they said, no, we're visiting some friends. And I said, well, I'm also visiting friends. And at this point, I have to whip my leg around and be like, I'm not faking a back problem here. Like, this is a real reason to park here. And she got so mad at me.
Really?
For not moving. And I ultimately did not move, because I was like, look, if there was somewhere closer for me to park, I would do it. Like, if I had to just go 50 yards, I would do that. I wouldn't care. But I would basically be giving up going to this house or going to this apartment, because I wouldn't be able to get inside comfortably.
Right.
And so I said, I'm sorry, man. But I need it too. And I can't go inside. And I was like, you know, if you lived here, I would give it to you, but we're both in the same situation here. And she gave me another earful, and then she finally just drove off. And I thought, well, why couldn't she have let the lady out, and then she goes and parks somewhere else?
Yeah, that's...
That would have been a solution.
Yeah, people have had to do that with me before. Like, if I go to a Ranger game or something, and we don't want to park forever away, they'll just drop me off at the door.
Right.
So... I'm not a jerk, right? For not
totally
giving my spot away to this lady.
No, I think there are some chivalry rules that might be in play, but I think you filling all the criteria, you've just as much a right to the spot as they did.
Right.
Like, you were there first.
I've never had to say before, but I did that day, that I'm handicapped enough to be here.
You never had to swing your leg around to prove yourself.
Right.
That is borderline shocking to me, that even after it was obvious that, okay, this dude needs this spot, that they would continue to act that way towards you.
Or are they so far into it they can't then back it? Like, oh, okay, we thought you might have been
a faker. She had to dig her heels in. I mean, because I am like a 10 out of 10 on the visually handicapped scale. There is no, like, there's no way you could think anything else.
Jeez, man.
So I was pretty shocked. And yeah, that lady still stick with me. And yeah, every now and then I'll be like, maybe I should have moved. But all right, now I'm glad that
you're not the jerk at all.
Okay. Yeah, you are a big jerk.
Our last thing here, as I do a little follow-up, invasion follow-up on Fun Time for the Disabled. I guess this is in the same vein. We need to talk about your run sheet photos, Travis. That you put on Twitter.
Which ones? Some are better than others. Okay.
I got a couple here.
Okay.
One, you did yesterday, and I noticed this one because you tagged me for Monto on the Maps. These are on y'all's Invasion Twitter account.
Yeah.
Which is, what, Invasion 9 till 1?
Yes. Which one did I do? Oh, okay.
Yesterday, you did the Sinners one.
Yeah.
Which, I didn't have a problem with this one.
Thanks.
But I wondered if Matt did, because you made Matt the racist vampire.
I mean, who else was I going to put him on? I mean, made him the twins. He couldn't have been Smoke and Stack.
I mean, you could. I would have taken either the Asian lady or Haley Steinfeld.
Please don't do any of that. But that would be way worse.
I'd be like, I couldn't have put him on the big fellow in the back
not
there.
Do 12 Years a Slave and make me Michael Fassbender? Like, I don't want to be the racist guy in the photo.
Matt, you'll be happy to know that I've skipped over that film a couple of times.
Yeah,
when that pops up in the rotator.
Yeah, man, you should have seen you should have seen Django when I had him as Leo.
No.
Candyland,
in the 1800s movies, I'm probably good.
Yeah, just shy away from them. And you, I mean, the Photoshop is amazing.
Thank
you. Look
you.
Like you really are happy to take away the free will from all these folks in the 1900s. But
he was trying to set him free, okay?
Yeah.
Trying to give him life everlasting.
And then you didn't even let Donnie be Smoker Stack either. You made him the alcoholic piano player from the movie.
The one of me from last week where I'm absolutely jacked is fantastic.
See, and then anytime I get a reply on one of them where one of them is excited about who they got,
we gotta
get them back the next week.
Well,
somehow.
Then I think hopefully next time I'm on this show, you'll put me on the green side because today's...
What? What's wrong with
all right,
today?
Don't give me your what. You know
what?
Exactly what.
From dodgeball.
You did the dodgeball photo.
Are you Patches O'Houlihan?
Yes, he made me Patches O'Houlihan.
But why? I don't
he
get
looks
it.
Good. Look how strong he looks.
God, am I Vince Vaughn?
There are like 20 people in the world
that are in
worse shape than me, and Patches O'Houlihan was one of them. And you made me Patches.
Trying to just, you know, make it blend with reality.
Why couldn't I be Steve the Pirate?
His face is, you don't even see his whole body. Look, you want to have a prominent spot. I put you right in the middle.
I get you couldn't have made me Blade or Laser or the Globo Gym guys.
Right.
That's fair. But you could have put me on Average Joe's and not made me Patches O'Houlihan in his wheelchair.
You're the coach of the Average Joe's.
Dies halfway through the movie.
You're the leader
and the inspiration.
Yes.
And he drinks his own urine because he likes the taste.
Yeah,
and
but
it's
you
sterile.
You learn that from Craig too. So like we've all been jarring
if you
here.
Can dodge a wrench,
man,
you can dodge a ball.
I was just so taken aback that my dear friend Travis
Rip Torn.
Well, I had to make me that guy.
I started with Murder Ball, but I couldn't find any good pictures with two people in them.
So you were going to, you had wheelchair in mind and then picked
Murder
a movie.
Ball. Yeah, that's when he came to me and we were workshopping on Monday.
Oh, so it was a co-opted.
It was either one of those two or like Gus Fring for like your Chicken Prince thing. That's just what I was working with.
That would have been fun.
I
don't do TV shows though.
Okay. All right. Well, next time. I want you to make me someone really cool.
Okay, how about that kid that gets pushed off the cliff, the clip that Paul Rudd always brings?
No, it's not a wheelchair kid.
Yeah, that doesn't work. You don't like that one?
I want you I want you to make me...
Professor X,
that would
work?
Because it's McLaren.
It would. Mac and me.
See?
It's
no.
a good one.
I want you to make me The Rock in Fast Five next time.
Okay, I like that one.
Oh, no.
All right, I need you to... Or give me Jumanji. Just give me something. Just don't make me wheelchair again. I'm wheelchair in real life. I don't have to be wheelchair on the internet. All right. There is a fun time for the disabled. At least it was till the very end there.